from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 9:27. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today with Senator Paul Shemp. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm surviving the great flu cancellation of 2020 so far, but it was a good trip down from Monroe County this morning. I think it seemed like it was a little bit less traffic. Possibly some people are telecommuting. But it's a good day, and it's time. I mean, I want to talk about the disease that's been known as COVID-19, which is the name for the flu that originated out of Wuhan, China. But do want to talk about that today. But we also just need to keep things in perspective and realize that we will, as a nation and as a state, we will get through all of this, and we still have a lot of tremendous advantages, and everything is going to be fine.
So, all right, I'll tell you what, let's take a break here, and we will come back and talk some with Senator Paul Shemp here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back, 9:34. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, again, talking today with Senator Paul Shemp, and as we mentioned, obviously, the big news right now is the coronavirus.
The coronavirus is something that I've personally just been, I've been tracking it really since before Christmas. It started to expand in China, and the best website to track it is Johns Hopkins University has a website where you can see the number of cases worldwide. And I was watching it through December, and then for a long time there were no cases in the U.S. Then for a while there were 14, and then I think the last time I checked it last night, we were up to like 1,300 confirmed cases or something like that. Mm-hmm. But this is the topic that's dominating the news right now, and it is really what I want to talk about today, because I think we do need to keep things in perspective and understand what we know, what we don't know. What we're trying to do as a nation, as a state, what we're not trying to do, and then kind of what we can do as individuals as well. But, for everybody that's listening right now, what you need to know is on March 11th, the World Health Organization characterized what they're calling COVID-19, COVID-19, as a pandemic, which means it is a disease that can be passed from person to person. It can cause death, and it can be found worldwide. That's what it means that it's classified as a pandemic. Mm-hmm. And yesterday at a press conference, Governor Pritzker announced some actions that the state of Illinois was taking to try to slow the spread of this strain of the flu. And it's important that we understand what we're trying to do. We are not we're not going to be able to stop this flu from spreading. And I really personally, I think probably at some point everybody's going to eventually get exposed to it. But what we're trying to do with all the cancellations is we're trying to slow the spread of the disease so that it doesn't spread quite as fast. And the reason that we're doing that is twofold. I think first, if it spread really fast and there was a huge spike in the amount of people that needed medical attention for this, there is a very real concern that we don't have the medical assets in place. We don't have enough hospital beds to treat everybody. And that's the situation that we're seeing in Italy right now. Italy doesn't have enough hospital beds to treat everybody that needs attention, that has been, that is in danger from this disease. Now, mm-hmm. you know, like it's like other forms of the flu in that symptoms are going to vary. There's going to be a lot of individuals that may be exposed to this. They may carry it. They may be asymptomatic. They may not exhibit any of the symptoms at all. You know, they may be fine. You know, the generally people that are younger, people that are in good health, I think are not going to be in any kind of serious danger from this flu. But for those of us that have chronic conditions, that have either heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, you know, some type of a respiratory mm-hmm. illness, this disease can't, or this strain of the flu can be life-threatening. So we're trying to make sure that, you know, as this spreads, that it doesn't, that we don't have an immediate spike in the amount of cases that require medical intervention. The other reason I think that we're trying to slow down the spread of this as well is, like other kinds of flu, this strain is probably where sunlight and high temperatures will kill this.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can delay the onset of, you know, really a lot of the cases until later in the spring and possibly summertime, you know, once it gets sunny and warmer than 79 degrees, that's going to kill this. And that may be one of the reasons that we're not seeing as many cases in Africa right now, or in the southern hemisphere, because it's been warmer temperatures. It's mm-hmm. been their summer in the southern hemisphere, so that's why possibly it hasn't been spread as much. You don't see as many cases in the southern hemisphere as you do in the northern hemisphere right now. So that's really the goal. Is not, we can't stop this disease from really eventually spreading. It's just, there's too much air travel. It's going to make its way, but we're trying to kind of flatten the graph, so to speak, so that we don't have a huge spike in the number of cases that require medical attention right now. And if we try to learn the lessons of history, you know, it's useful to go back and read about the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic, which killed an awful lot of people. But one of the ways that we successfully slowed the spread of that flu, that 1918 Spanish flu, was to cut down on some of these mass gatherings. So that's why you saw Governor Pritzker yesterday basically say that, you know, that there were not going to be any events of over 1,000 people in Illinois. He also asked that any events of 250 or more be canceled as well. He didn't order that. He made that request. But I think that's why the state of Illinois is trying to act to cancel some of these events. And in session, the Illinois Senate is canceled for next week. I suspect that they'll cancel the following week as well. But that's really why we're trying to cancel some of these public events. The flu itself, we just, you know, we know some things about it, but we don't know everything there is to know. There's not a vaccine yet, so, you know, it's promising that you know, I think there eventually will be a vaccine.
I've read datelines like a year to a year and a half to go through the identification, the testing, and then
I'm hoping that if we really place enough emphasis on developing that vaccine, I would hope that we could get it for the flu shot next year, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But right now there's no vaccine out there that's going to help us. But this is, I think the other thing that people need to realize right now is just you need to take the actions, the responsible actions that we all know that we should do, which is wash your hands a lot, use a lot of hand sanitizer. If you are feeling sick, regardless mm-hmm. of what it is, if you're feeling sick, stay at home. Don't share your germs. cough into your sleeve or cough into a Kleenex and then throw it away. And then, if you have chronic health issues or respiratory issues, I would recommend at this point, I'd recommend against air travel or attending, large gatherings, which are going to be canceled for the next couple of weeks anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically just, use common sense. Like you mentioned, I mean, things you should be doing anyway, washing your hands, regularly, just kind of keeping things. If you're sick, stay at home.
And the other thing that I would urge people to do is keep a healthy dose of skepticism about whatever you read on the internet or on Facebook. I've seen posts that people have made saying, okay, this is not as dangerous as the regular flu, or I've seen people saying this is 100 times more lethal than your average strain of flu. I don't think we have the data to make any of those kinds of assertions yet. Now, most of the medical professionals whose statements that I've read have said that they think it's more dangerous than your average flu strain that's floating around out there, really because it can, and we'll talk about the symptoms in a little bit, but they've said they think it's more dangerous, but we don't have the data to really say, well, it's 100 times more dangerous or it's 10 times more dangerous, because frankly, this is something that appeared in the late fall, December timeframe in China. And we don't know what the numbers are out of China. I mean, if you trust the Chinese government that they're going to share all the information and be completely transparent, more power to you. But we don't know. So we don't know the rates of mortality in China. It hasn't been around long enough here in the United States for us to really know the rates of mortality here in the United States yet. So when people are saying, well, it's 100 times more deadly, I mean, we just don't have the data to back that up yet. One thing to do is just be very skeptical about stuff that's on the internet. The other thing that, and this is something that some of your listeners may not agree with, I think we need to support our elected executive officials on this. I'm talking about both President Trump and Governor Pritzker. I think that on this, they are both trying to listen to the medical professionals and trying to do what is right for the country. And they also have a very difficult job too. They have to try to balance preventative measures and awareness against mass hysteria, which is going to help nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of those situations where we need to come together as a country and support both our governor and our president on this. You look at how the national media, and I'm talking about MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, those people, how they really tried to politicize and score points, with disasters like Hurricane Katrina, what went on in Puerto Rico. That doesn't help us, because when people try to politicize this, what winds up happening is nobody believes any of the news at all.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an area, this is a time, and this is an area where we do need to be able to count on our government for some information. Now, those of you that have been listening to me for years now, that I'm a small government guy. I believe the government that does less is, the government that does the least is the best. But this is the situation. This is the type of situation that we really have a government for. As an individual, you cannot track the diseases. You don't have enough information. This is the type of emergency situation where we need to have confidence in our government. And even though I disagree vehemently with Governor Pritzker on probably every issue across the political spectrum. This is not a political issue. I know that he is, you know, I know that he's trying to do what is right, you know, and I'm going to support him, and I'm going to support President Trump in the actions that they take to try to limit the spread of this flu.
Right. All right. I'll tell you what, let's take our next break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Senator Schimpf here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. Got about 3.5 minutes or so to go in the program, talking with Senator Paul Schimpf. And been talking about the coronavirus, which is pretty much the news these days.
It is. And one of the, perhaps the silver lining, let's put it this way, about the coronavirus is... Session is canceled for next week in Springfield, and if I were a betting man, I would say that probably the following week will probably be canceled as well. And the reason I say that's a silver lining is I'm a big believer in the quote, "No man's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature is in session." That was a quote from a lawyer in New York back around. The late 1800s, the guy's name was Gideon Tucker, but no man's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature is in session. And that truly, the meaning of that quote really, you know, sticks out this year because there have been just some really bad legislative ideas that have been submitted. And if, you know, there's been talk saying, well, you know, the General Assembly should just only come up, pass the budget, which we have to do, and then get out of town. I'd be content with that. You know, the trade-off would be, you know, I've got some bills that I filed that I wanted to try to get through, but I would gladly, you know, I would say, you know what, I'll deal with the disappointment of not getting my legislation through if that means some of these terrible ideas like fingerprints as a requirement on the FOID card, or you know, requiring any firearms owner to have a huge insurance policy, doing away with leaf blowers, taking away parents' ability to make medical decisions about for their children. By mandating vaccines for sixth grade boys that have to do with the with HPV. Some of those just I would be satisfied if we didn't go back in and those really atrocious proposals died. Mm-hmm. So that's I'm joking in terms of we probably will go back in, but it is very frustrating to see some of the proposals some of the bills that have been filed this spring so far.
Yeah, it's as far as the budget. When is
the budget is due by the end of May. And, you know, I said earlier that I'm going to be supportive of Governor Pritzker with his actions, you know, trying to deal with the coronavirus. But one of the things that this coronavirus does show, you know, and I think it's going to eventually reflect badly on Governor Pritzker and the vast majority of the Illinois General Assembly that voted for last year's budget, where we increased spending across the board. You know, we had record revenues coming in and we spent every last dime. We had an opportunity last year to try to get our financial house in order, to hold the line on spending and do a lot to pay down the bill backlog and, you know, try to make the pension solvent. And we wasted that opportunity. And now if we have a decrease in the revenue due to what's going on with the coronavirus, it's going to really highlight how irresponsible last year's budget was.
Exactly. Looks like we're out of time, but
the music is playing. That's usually the hint.
Thanks for being with us.
Oh, appreciate it. Always like coming in here with you, Jeff.
And we'll look forward to talking to you next month.
Sounds good.
For The People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.